Good morning, it's 6:19 with Sports News. I'm Jesse King. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman has raised the possibility of not being able to complete the regular season. During an interview on NBCSN, he stressed that all options remain on the table, and the league is hoping to have a clearer picture of the impact of the coronavirus pandemic in the next few weeks. There were 189 games remaining when play was postponed on March 12th. In other virus-related sports news, the new deadline to qualify for the Tokyo Olympics is June 29, 2021. The games originally set for this summer were postponed over the COVID-19 outbreak. The International Olympic Committee says about 6,500 athletes who had already earned their spot in the games will be able to keep them for next year. In NASCAR news, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Jeff Burton, and Carl Edwards are among the new nominees for NASCAR's next Hall of Fame class. The voting structure is different this year. Two entries from the 10 modern candidates will be elected, along with one entry apiece from the 5 candidate Pioneer and Landmark categories. In MLB news, Red Sox left-hander Chris Sale says he has no regrets about the timing of his recent Tommy John surgery. Sale had the procedure on his left elbow last month. He's expected to miss 14 to 15 months, which would put him on track to return in the middle of the 2021 season. And in NFL news, Timmy Brown, a running back and kick returner who won an NFL championship with the Eagles in 1960, has died at 82. The Eagles say Brown died on Saturday. He was the first NFL player to return two kickoffs for touchdowns in the same game, doing it in a 24-23 win over Dallas on November 6, 1966. Brown was inducted into the Eagles Hall of Fame in 1996. He is sixth on the franchise's all-time list for touchdowns with 62. I'm Jesse King.